You're listening to Medianoche, a Moonset production. It's been a long week.
It's only two.
Cheers.
Cheers!
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, to these Libra babies.
Woo! Hey everyone!
Hello!
Welcome back to Medianoche. I'm Juliette.
And I'm Nelly. And we're back with our second episode of the Miami Creative Series with Jocelyn from Jason Garfield.
I'm so happy to be here.
Yes. And as all you can see, there's a birthday.
Yay! Well,
there's two.
There's two birthdays.
Hers is today and mine is tomorrow.
We're getting older.
I know we are.
We're getting wiser.
A little wiser.
Very much wiser.
So flourishing, everyday flourishing.
Yes.
But to those that don't know Jocelyn, can you tell us a little bit about your craft, what it is that you do,
your
what you
journey.
Focus on,
oh my
how
gosh.
You got in here?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So hi everyone. My name is Jocelyn. I am the founder and creator behind Chasing Carpe Diem. It's a travel and lifestyle blog. I started this when I was a freshman in college. And it pretty much started because I was initially heading over to Pace in NYC. And so I did my first semester there and then I had to come back home. And then I was like, okay, what do I still can do to get that college experience? Like being away from home. I didn't want to stay in Miami for college. So I was like, I don't want to stay here. Like I wanted to get that because I feel like when you're growing up, like they feed you that experience, you know, so you want it so bad. So then I was like, you know, I'm just going to start traveling on weekends and like visiting places. So at that time, I was having so many internships that were money was coming in. And I started using basically every dollar that I was making into like traveling. And then I was like, well, let me just like post pictures about it. And then at that time, Instagram was like came about and then I was posting pictures. And then it was like weird at one time because it was like people that I didn't even know commenting and liking stuff. And I was like, what
like,
is this?
Like people are seeing it.
Yeah.
Before that, at the time, you had a different.
Yeah, I had a different name. Yeah, it was Jocelyn Fotografia. Which is crazy because I feel like so many people like from Miami knew me as that.
I remember when I first
Even like when you look at me, oh yeah, Jocelyn Fotografia. Like
people actually thought it was my last name.
Miguel, my boyfriend thought your last name was Fotografia. I'm like, are you like, where did that come from? Because my reason was that like that's Jocelyn Fotografia. I'm like, yeah, because she does photography. Like not because her last name is Fotografia.
That would be like a very coincidental.
Yeah, that would have been funny. Yeah. Well, now people think my name is Chasing and last name Carpe Diem.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, no, it's Jocelyn. But you know, my blog's name actually was Chasing Carpe Diem, but then, you know, like the actual site was Jocelyn Fotografia. So it kind of worked out for me for a while because I was in school, went to FIU, and then I was doing all these internships. And then on the side, I started making money with Instagram when like people were hitting me up like, hey, you're a photographer. Can we, you know, we do shoots and stuff. And I was like, wow, yeah. I mean, I'll do it.
Of course.
Because, you know, I was like, why not? This is like side money that I can just put back into the business. And at this time I was like 18 years old. I had done photography my whole life. Like, you know, I mean, Nelly and I, you went to school. I had done like yearbook since I was like 13 years old. Yeah. So I've always been like I've always done photography. So I was like, let me just use this to my advantage.
Of course.
And then that's kind of how I started. And then I started making friends with other photographers in Miami. And then one time it was like, you know, one of the photographer friends that I had at the time was like, hey, look, why don't I just take a picture of you? And then like I posted it and it was like my most liked photo. And then I was like, wait a minute, why don't I start including myself in these pictures?
Like on the other side.
In the other side. Yeah. And then after that, I will say that it really has kicked off in the last 4 years. Like, I think I went like 3 years without making like a dime for actual Instagram. More so like people recommending me to take photos for them. And then it's been like 4 years where when I really like focused on it, it was like,
it just came pouring in by itself. And you were
when the first campaign came, because I always have my email there. And when the first campaign came, it was like, I had moved away from Miami and I was doing other stuff. Yeah, I was like in Tampa, I was doing like marketing for a big company. And then I was like, okay, when I saw that first email come in to do a campaign, I was jumping and screaming in my apartment by myself. I was like, oh my God.
Finally, it's
Yeah, it was for a dress. I still have it. It's like a trophy dress.
And you need to frame it.
Oh, yeah. My God. Yeah. And I was just like, wow, this is crazy. So then I was like, well, who's going to take the picture? Because like, so I literally grabbed my, I think it was my phone and my camera. I put it up in a tree, self-timer. The photo, and I was like, I mean, this is all I got because I have no one else. So, I mean, and then after that, it was like, that was it. And then, you know, after that, I started making connections. I got, thankfully, people started inviting me to events. And then I just knew for a fact that I had to network. So then
it was
crazy because at one point, like living in Tampa, living in Miami at the same time, I was coming here, flying here and going to like events. And every weekend I will be out somewhere networking. Like that was my thing. I was like, if I'm going to be known for anything, it's going to be like my travel site and I'm going to network as much as possible. So I was just coming, meeting people, and I was networking with everyone you can think of. I was just like, hi, I'm Joss. Hi. And then, you know, and then I just, you know, a lot of those people became my friends now. So it's kind of great.
It's a paid off.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It's so crazy that now that's like,
that's it. Like, we can't need network. To network.
Now everything's like virtual networking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like events or.
We had a few things that like we had plans and like, no, we're going to do this. And it's like, no, we can't get together to network with you guys because we just can't see each other at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I can give anybody like an advice to like, you know, what to do now and what's working for me, I mean, emailing people, like, you know, if you are like a college student and you want to work for a brand and you, anything at all, like they're always looking for people, you know, like brands are always looking for interns because number one, you like, you get experience, and number two, like, you know, you're getting experience. So it just benefits everyone. I don't think that there'll ever be a brand that's going to be like, no, don't email me. Like emails are always welcome. And like my biggest thing that I tell everyone that I meet, like if you're starting, like find out who's working for those people and, you know, reach out to them and be like, hey, do you need an assistant? Like, I have 3 months that I'm not really doing much. And do you need an intern? Do you need an assistant to, you know, do your calendars or like do anything at all? Like,
I will do it for you.
I will do it for you because I'm learning. And believe it or not, there are so many people that would be willing to do that. Like,
I mean, now I saw that it's like a new job title that is virtual assistant, VA.
Oh, yeah. I have.
You have?
Yeah.
I'm like, that's so like then, so much easier. Now you can do it from anywhere in the world. You can be an assistant too.
Yeah. Well, some of the girls from my team actually don't even live in the US. They live in Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. And they are phenomenal. And for like, you know, for the agency to be able to work with people outside of the country is like amazing.
Great. Yeah.
And they're just like great people. I'm like dying for the, you know, this to like ease that's down for, so like, I can go visit. 100%. 100%. Yeah. It's you know, it's great.
So how long has it been, like your entire journey of when you started blogging from now?
Oh my God. It's honestly, it's been like 7 years.
Wow.
6 years. And it's been a long time. And sometimes like I, you know, get discouraged because like, oh, I'm not where I want to be. But to me, I look back and I'm like, I'm not where I was.
Yeah.
So it's a long process, but I'm like so happy to be.
Just thinking of 7 years seems like a lot. Yeah. But I'm sure that when you think back of like everything, it doesn't feel like it's been so long.
And you see all your accomplishments. Exactly. So you look back and you're like, wow, like no matter how down you feel, like look at what I've done.
Yeah.
Would you say that to somebody who's trying to get into this now, they shouldn't just wait for people to reach out? They should
definitely. Oh my gosh, never be the one to, never even be the one to like think someone's gonna reach out to you. Like you need to reach out. You need to, you know, put your name. Hi, I am so and so. I'm a new creator. This is my portfolio. I've built myself. Like, you know, I'd love to work with you in exchange of product, in exchange of whatever service.
Yeah. When do you think people should start charging for prices?
If anyone comes to your emails, it's because they see potential in you. Mm-hmm. You should already have a price. Even if it's $50, it doesn't matter.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the one campaign, if I can think of a campaign that really put me in a different level with competing with other influencers, because at the end of the day, like, you know, your blog is competing with so many other influencers, was when I partnered with Aerie. Like that was the biggest campaign for me till this day. And, you know, I was able to walk. When they sent me that email, like, hey, we want you to walk Miami Swim Week. That to me was
crazy.
I took a step like, back surreal. And I was like, that is crazy. Like, I didn't answer for a whole day because like, I had to come up. Yeah, I had to, like, what do I say? Like, what do I... you know, I'm just a girl from Hialeah. Like,
oh my God, we feel like that. Oh,
yeah.
Honestly, we were talking about imposter syndrome the other day. I was like, do we fake it till we make it? Like, I'm this little girl from Hialeah, aquí. Okay, yeah. No, I'm, yo soy la macha. And I'm going to do it.
That's why we started this, like, Miami Creative Series, because we noticed, like, so many people.
So many of us.
We wanted to stay specifically Hialeah, but we wanted to branch out because we know so many girls yeah. that just... from Hialeah
that
yeah.
like, yeah.
I'm
doing
yeah.
sounds great. What's in the water?
I don't know, but it must be good.
Yeah, no, tomen agua Hialeah because Hialeah is on fire right now.
We really are. Okay? Have you noticed?
Hialeah is on fire. Like,
yeah, we are.
Like,
we are.
So many, like, trending.
But you know what? Things. I will tell you that I think it's the way that we're being raised. Like, it's
okay.
Our
yes.
parents, you know, we brought us here. I mean, I wasn't born in America.
Yeah,
I was born
neither.
In Nicaragua.
Born in Cuba.
I you was know, actually born here, but like they had just gotten
yeah,
here.
Yeah, so it's like it's yeah, almost like it honestly. Going, like yeah. if you're what we consider like first generation.
Yeah.
So like first generation.
Yeah, she's first generation. First yeah, generation. You're first generation. Yeah. I was born in Cuba. You were born in Nicaragua. Yeah. So yeah,
my brother is the first generation. My family to be yeah. born here.
Which, the same in my opinion because yeah. first generation gets on. Like,
yeah,
first
I think
hand.
So too. And so to me, it's like you know my parents like. They did not, you know, they worked the hotel lobbies. They, you know, yeah. have you guys, there's this Instagram account called Latina Made, Not Made.
Yes.
And I rep that 100% because yeah, my mom, you know, one of her first few jobs is like working housekeeping.
My mom's trabajando una factoría.
Yeah.
Hours, so I
and honestly, like, to I think that's why I love traveling so much. Yeah. And I think that's why I love the hotel industry so much because my mom's, one of her first jobs was housekeeping.
Yeah.
And that to me was like, you know, she'll come back with all these stories. It was
I
funny.
Can imagine.
One time she told me about, she was working at the Hilton and she told me about like she this people know. Who had a wedding and it was the Beatles theme.
Oh, no.
And I just dreamed of it. I said, I thought, oh my God, mom. And I was so mad at her because I was like, you couldn't even bring me a centerpiece.
No, or something.
Yeah, and I was like, you couldn't bring me anything, you know. So I was always telling her to bring me things that people like left behind or travelers from the hotels, and she was like, that is so weird. Like, why are you?
Like, what do you want?
I was like, I want it. I don't know why. But she'll always bring me cool trinkets and stuff like that. That
are
you know.
Like a collector of like things?
Definitely mugs. I
mugs?
Have one from like every place oh I've gone. I don't even know where to store them anymore. One of them this quarantine, I was so sleep deprived that I thought I was putting it like on the table and
no.
it was on air. And I had just made my coffee and it just goes.
Oh my God.
Honestly, I looked at the coffee and I said, this is how my life is looking.
This is 2020.
This is 2020. When did you feel comfortable enough to start your own agency?
Oof. This kind of happened last year during Tampa, like when I was in Tampa at the beginning of the year. I just thought, you know, I feel like I can do this. You know, it's crazy because I was telling you guys, I listened to the Michelle Obama podcast
yeah.
and she talked about internships. So I was actually 13 years old in Filer. When we had, do you remember that we had Wilma Valderrama come
yes.
to school?
Oh my God.
No
yes.
way.
I told
yeah.
you this. That it was somebody's mom worked at like Univision or something.
Yeah. So
I thought Wilma Valderrama. Yes, of course.
So
mom.
I was working, I was supposed to photograph the
yes,
whole thing because of the
yearbook.
But
everything.
I was known for the
you
girl
were,
with the
you were in a white shirt with a little dicky shorts and you had your camera. So only that, I think you were wearing Converse, like or Hush Puppies, one of the two.
One of the two. I was wearing,
one
that
two.
Was my outfit every
yes,
day.
It really was.
So we were like 13 years
yeah,
old at that time. I went up to Conchita Oliva, which
yes,
that's her name.
Was, yes, it was her Conchita.
And I went up to her and I said, "Can you know, are you looking for an intern?" Because I was so amazed at how she ran.
And
like
Conchita
everything.
Has her own like, agency now.
She has
she, like,
her own
agency.
She's
like
amazing.
She's
like,
Mari Lopez. She's all,
yeah,
like,
it's huge.
Wow.
It's huge. Yeah.
So, it's a Latin Iconos.
Yes.
It is. Yes.
And so I was like, oh my God, are you looking for an intern? Like, is there anything that I can do to help you? And she was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah. This I am. So like
wow.
she gave me her information and she said like that's my daughter, Nadine, which we're now like she's like one of
so
my
Nadine
best friends.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
She's like one of my she's literally
wow.
one of my best friends. We're like sisters now at this point.
That's
and
she works for Sony now, right?
Yeah.
Nadine? That's so cool.
So it was crazy. And then, you know, I don't even know how we got to the second part, but I ended up doing clippings for them. Like clippings and like articles and things like that, something that I can do from home. And
yeah.
it was great. Like I got so much experience. By the time that I was 15 and 16, I was a freshman in high school. I was working with them. Like, we were, you know, they were like still all internship because I was like, I just want to learn. So I remember that I was doing red carpets and press junkets and movie premieres with them at that age. So like they, like, I mean, how much they taught me was just insane. And like, it was great because I got able to like pitch and use PR techniques. To pitch, like, you know, a celebrity. Like, like, it was crazy. To a news outlet, like, at 15. And to me, it was like, I was like, wow, like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. This is, I'm here for this. It's all meant to be. And, like, but then as I got more into, like, you know, the PR, I was like, maybe this is not it for me. Like, I just, I wasn't as in love with it. And sometimes I think it's because I started so early that, like, that passion for, like,
finding yourself.
Yeah. And you after, I felt like, okay, I know, you know, so I know the old basics. And I feel like, knowing social media, and at that time I had gotten Alamar as a client. I was helping Gabby grow the account, and that was, to me, was like fascinating because it was like the beauty world, and I was like so in love with everything. It was, I was like, I want to do this, like I want to launch, you know. I had saved up money and I was like, I want to invest in myself. This is, I feel like I could do this. And it's, it has been, we just made a year, and it's just been, I will say,
congrats.
Crazy. Yes,
congratulations.
Thank you. It has been crazy because we have gone through like the lowest and then the highest, and it's always going to be like that.
It's,
and
a roller coaster.
Yeah, and I think I had forgotten, you know, what it was like to be in, at an agency level, because
like, it's so exciting though that you feel like you're like at the top, and then you're like, no, like I'm feeling you, you make it better, and it just keeps you like,
and then
working.
And then tomorrow's like you're back down. It's,
yeah,
and it's, but you know what, I think that it's getting better for us now. I think the first year we definitely like we got a lot of clients too early, and then we lost clients, and it was like, man, like this is crazy. But it's also like we learn.
It's like, because
because we're all working together. It's all women. So it's like, we're all learning from each other. Yeah. Everyone works differently. So I think I can like say it with like confidence. It feels good now. Like everyone has like their thing, you know, like no one overstepping each other. So it feels really great. It feels like, I will say this now, like the team is like, it feels good. I can be here and I don't have to worry about anything. Like, you know what I mean? Oh my God, 100%.
It's 100%. Something that we talk about where it's like, if we would have waited until we felt 100% prepared to begin the podcast, we would have never started
it.
It's all learning, making mistakes.
We started, our camera turned off, the recording turned off.
Oh my God. Listen, there was a shoot that we had to do for one of our clients that the location that we booked, they forgot about it.
No, oh my God.
So imagine as an agency, and it's, what do you do?
How do you explain to your client?
You like show up and like it's not available.
And the place was like, they forgot about it. You know, the people completely forgot about it.
That's so crazy.
And all of us, we were like, what do we do?
How did you figure it out? What did you guys do?
We started calling all the people that we knew. We started connecting just everyone that we knew. We like, you know, everyone that we knew. Luckily, there was a friend of a client at that time that he was like, hey, I know of a place, you know, let's connect with them. And thanks to him, we were able to like find the spot. But it was, we moved production like three places. So it's just things that, you know, and then at that time, you're like, oh my God, this only happens to me. Mm-hmm. And now I look back and I'm like, this happens to people all the time. Yeah.
There was a rule that you went to FIU, like journalism school.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the rule, but it was a rule called like, whatever bad could happen, will happen.
So you that's have Murphy's Law.
Murphy's Law.
Whatever bad that could happen will happen.
So you have to be prepared.
Yeah.
But that's something you just learn from experience.
Oh my God.
After that space movie, I never forget Murphy's Law. Interstellar.
God, right.
After Interstellar, I'm like, Murphy's Law, because it was Murphy and Murphy's Law. And like, if it's bad, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So that's it, stuck in my head after that movie. I'm like, teaching me a lesson.
I remember, and I'm just like, in those moments, I look back and I'm like, this is, it's fine. But I feel like at that moment, like, it's human nature to be like, this only happens to me. The world is ending. And now I look back and I'm like, no, this happens to everyone. Yeah. And what, you know, what may happen to you, somebody else has experienced it three times as worse.
Yeah.
Where they could lose their client that same day. Like, there's clients that be like, you know what? I can't deal with this. I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's just a progress. Like, you just have to, you know, dealing with different people all the time and stuff like that. But Yeah, it's the agency is a work in progress. It's a project, and I love it so much.
So our next question is, did you ever consider a different career path?
Okay, this is going to sound super weird, but I always knew that I had to be in the entertainment industry somehow. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything that I've always done my entire life, if I can look back, I don't think I ever wanted to be anything else. Like, I always wanted to be something in the entertainment industry. Like, I just wanted to entertain and create. That's two things that I always known.
I used to want to be on the other side, though. I used to want to be an actress or a dancer or, like, just on the other side of the camera or everything like that. And then I was like, okay, no, actually, like, I wanted to sing, but I don't have a voice. That's why I DJ. Yeah. But I was like, you know, entertainment is just, like, where it's at. It's, like, where I feel passionate about. Like, music just makes me so happy.
Oh, yeah, I guess we've always felt that way. I've always felt, like, the entertainer. I mean, for camera.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're definitely the entertainer.
Yeah. You should see me, like, when we have get-togethers with friends, everybody's sitting down and standing.
She stands.
In front of everybody, like, talking and, like... Our friend Javier, he's like, Nelly, like, what do you think this is, your audience? I'm like, as a matter
like, every act, the yes, world are my audience. Like, Shakespeare, the world's your stage.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah, I've had a teacher always tell me that.
How was your first campaign with Cosmo? How did you get featured on Cosmo?
Oh my God.
How did that come about?
I remember that. I was so happy. How do I even get to that one?
So... I actually wanted to reach out to them. I reached out to a couple of like publications and I said, hey, I'm a Miami creator. If you guys ever need, because I'm working on the agency, I already knew that a lot of like publications get products and they always need people to review them. Mm. So I pitched them the idea, and you guys can take this idea. It's for free. I pitched them the idea of like, hey, if you guys need any other person to review the products, I can give you an honest like blurb on that, you know, on the product. And so about two of them wrote back and I was just like, I'm not feeling it. And then Cosmo wrote back and said, actually we have an influencer, like they call the social patrols, and that's exactly what we do. Like, everyone review, you know, we send out the product, the creator, the influencers review it. And then, you know, for exchange of product, you know, we'll send you those stuff and just let us know if you like it or not. And I was like, oh my God, perfect. I get products, I get to try it out with that same product. I can create content and like, I'm just building my community. I was like, absolutely, like, sign me up. And I just kept trying to be really creative with every single product they sent me. I would create Instagram stories, Instagram posts, put it on my blog, like, make a video out of it. And I was just trying to like, what other thing I can do to like create it? So then they replied back to me and said, oh my God, one of the brands that you connected with, which it was a comforter. It was a comforter from Shop Cosmo. And I was like, wow, like they really liked the post that you did. And so they're actually going to feature you on the magazine.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what? That's crazy. They were like, yeah, we're going to feature you on the magazine. Would you send us a little blurb? This is the catch. At that time, I was like in a relationship and getting off of it. And so it was like sometime in December. And then I was like, okay, this is the blurb, whatever. I left to Nicaragua, forgotten that I had this like thing going on. And then I had spent the holidays back home, and in my holidays, I was like, I want to reinvent myself.
Of course, that always happens.
I'm like, I'm ready to be someone new.
I feel like that's such a Libra thing.
It's such a Libra thing. Oh my God.
Like, do you like move around your furniture and like redecorate
all the time?
It?
I'm doing that right now.
Yeah, it's like,
what do you mean? I left my sofa in the middle of the hallway. Like, yeah, it's there from when I came back.
Oh my God, you're not even joking. I swear.
Like, reinvent me, the space, reinvent everything.
The whole thing. And I was like, I'm going to go back to basics. Like, I'm going to go back to what I initially named my blog. And at that time, my friend was like, oh my God, that's great. Because I feel like Jocelyn Fotografia is too Latina. And this is like facts.
Yeah.
It's too Latina. And I don't think that's why you're not growing faster, because like people.
Yeah, you're just like you're narrowing yourself
too down. Yeah. And that's not what you really are about. So I think chasing carpe diem, like you're seizing the day, is more effective than just being a photographer. So I was like, this is perfect. Life is happening. I'm changing it.
I'm working for it.
I'm doing it. So I come back January and I get a DM of some girl that was not following me. She was like, oh my God, I just found you through Cosmo and I'm so in love with your stuff. But I searched you up, Jasmine Fotografia, couldn't find you until I saw that your blog's name was Chasing Carpe Diem.
Oh my God.
And I was like, what are you talking about?
Who are
what?
You?
And I was like, oh my God, thank you so much. But like, what? And then so she sends me a picture. Oh and my God. I was in Hialeah at that time. I ran. I was visiting my mom and I ran to Walgreens and I was like, I bought like three of them and I couldn't, I was in the car crying.
No.
And I was like, this is so crazy. And then I started crying more. I'm like, why would I change my name? Why would I do such a thing? Like, oh my God. And like, I remember like writing to publications, is there any way like the digital one you can change it? Because you know, digitally they can alter it. They were like, yeah, well, you know, we'll fix it around. They ended up putting Chasing Carpe Diem, but
it was already print.
Like, it's not, you know, it's fine. Like, my blurb was there. I was so happy about it.
It works.
It works, but yeah, that was that.
That was a sad
movie. Yeah. That happy, sad, but like, oh my God.
That actually was like, completely different, like, scenario, but that reminds me of a moment where I went to visit San Francisco with my family, and I was on this tour, and there was, at the time, Twilight was like, and there was this guy in the tour with his mom. And I told my sister, I'm like, that looks like Edward Cullen. Like, I'm obsessed.
Oh my God, I'm so obsessed.
And I was like young. I was in high school.
I love your fun. Yeah.
Like I didn't like, I would, yo no tenía pena ni nada, whatever. So when the tour finishes, the guy gets on a bus to go somewhere. And I wrote my number in a paper. And my sister always, like, she'd be like, go, do it. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do it. And my parents were like, what are you doing? Why are you getting on that bus? I ran into the bus and I'm like, here. And I ran off. And I had just changed my number and I gave him my old number.
Julia.
I started calling T-Mobile. I'm like, change my number back, please. Please change it back. They're like, I'm sorry, we can't change it back. Like, that's it. I was like, I will never know.
That's why you've had the same phone number now for like 12 years.
Yeah. Oh, I never changed my number.
Yeah, now I'm just like,
I could never. What? I'll pay the extra fee. Yes, you're not changing my number.
Probably I do that, but like, I got a new number like, 2 years ago?
I feel like in high school it was like a thing to change your number anytime you wanted.
And in high school I kept the same number all throughout. Now is when I've like, the minute I changed companies, I got out of Javier's plan, I got into my own plan. And they're like, no, because the number and it's in somebody else's plan, if they want to keep it, they have to keep it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start fresh. And like, give me a new number.
Yeah.
I've kept the same number now for like 3 years. I was like,
But
you've had the same number since high school. Like, that's why one of the only numbers before mine, I will know hers.
I had just changed it to that number.
Oh my God. No.
I'll never know about Edward Cullen.
Edward Cullen, like, you're watching.
And I'm taken though.
Don't call me now.
But leave me a comment saying that it was
you.
Yeah, I just want to see you.
Yeah, hit me up.
What is your favorite part of your craft?
My favorite part of my craft, I think, coming up with the ideas and the concepts. Because I know, like, whenever there's a campaign, if it's a campaign, like, I know there's multiple people that are getting the campaign. So, like, how can I stand out? So it's always fun coming up with a creative way. Like,
the creative part of it.
Yeah. That's my favorite part.
Yeah.
Even for my clients, I'm like, what can we do better? Or what can we do? Listen, I feel like there's no original ideas anymore.
Yeah, honestly.
It's like, how can you reinvent the
wheel? There's no original ideas.
There's none. Honestly, if somebody's done it, in my opinion, that's how you know that it works. I'm like, if you're doing it, that means that it works. It's a good idea. It's a
but now
you
reinvent it in a way that
make it even more.
Yeah.
Make it more me. Make it more Chasing Carpe Diem. Make it more Medianoche.
Yeah, I think it's all about like how, you know, make it your own. Because I feel like there's too many people online now. There's this book called Big Magic and it talks about ideas jumping from one person to the next. So if like I have an idea and I haven't done it, you know, the idea jumped to somebody else and they already done it. And then you're like, but that was my idea. Well, it wasn't because you never put it out there.
Followed through. Yeah.
I catch myself doing that sometimes. I was like, well, I had an idea to do this like 3 years ago and like she sold it.
It's like you put it out into the universe. Yeah,
I never acted out on it and somebody else did.
Yeah, and you can be upset about it.
No, that was like, I'm because
there's people that get really upset about it. And like,
I didn't do shit about it. I didn't do anything about it.
Exactly.
And you did.
Yeah.
You it's deserve like the fruition of this flower.
You put it out into the universe and somebody just like made it better.
The book is so good. It's just written by one of my favorite writers, Elizabeth She's the one that did Eat, Pray, Love.
Ooh.
Elizabeth Gilbert. Yeah. And she's phenomenal. And like she talks about on the book how like, you know, ideas are made to be made.
Yeah.
So you never be upset about an idea.
Just, like, if you're not going to do it, somebody else is going to do it.
Somebody 100% someone else is already doing it.
Somebody else is going to do it. It's crazy because it's such specific ideas that you're like, nobody's going to come up with this. And then you see months later, somebody's the exact
which is why she's saying, like, I love the part she says that ideas are magic. And they
are.
Think about, like, iPhones, you know. How did Steve Jobs think? That's a magical thinking to say, let's touch.
Did you ever watch Xenon 21st Century, like, on Disney?
No. I remember watching it, but not being, like, super into it.
Well, in that, in those, like, movies, it was, like, supposed to be actually, like, 2020-something.
Yeah, 2020-something.
It was, like, the future, right? And they had the video call.
Yes.
It's like, I feel like somebody thought, like, this would be cool.
And they would answer their little phone, and they would video call to each other, and I'm like...
And then like, it just turned into what we have now. Like somebody thought of it, like that would be crazy, but cool. Yeah. And then it just happened.
I've read about how Steve Jobs went back to Apple and how Microsoft was killing it with computers.
Yes.
And Steve Jobs was like, well, what can we do that's better than computers? And that's how they come up with a tablet.
Yeah. And he was super critical about it too. Like,
he wanted it to be like insane.
It needs to be like this. And if I want the funds, like this, it's going to be like that.
I think it's so crazy though how he's not alive and, you know, Bill Gates is alive. Yeah. And,
it's crazy though to see the competition, like, you know, like how it's even him though with this company, because like, everybody said, oh no, like Apple's gonna go to shit, like
whenever. And like, they've always been innovators, like the iPod
just stopped.
That was like, I mean, I was a Zoom person. I was a Zoom person first.
Oh, you were a Zoom person,
and then I got into iPods. But still, they were,
my god, I had so many iPods. I wish I knew where the hell they were now today.
I still have my Nano.
Well, if you find it, let us know so we can do an episode of looking through old songs on our iPod. Because I think that would be
phenomenal. That would be so cute. I have to look for mine then. Because I used to have a green one.
And I still have everything.
That would be great. Or like CDs. Like Maite's old box of CDs.
We were sitting here like discussing stuff. And then I look over there. She started talking about like burned CDs. And I'm like, I have a pile of burned CDs. They're all kind of ruined. But it's like the, like what we wrote on them was like,
oh my god.
It's like stuck in time.
I feel like I have that. Like I feel like I have CDs
like
somewhere.
CDs.
That'll be a fun video concept, guys.
If you find it,
especially like the names on it. Like I had one that's like summer 09 or like
I have one called
I have one called Perroski 2001.
Yes. Oh my god. Well, so most of my CDs, oh my god, super romantically lame, but all of my CDs that I can think back that I created was like me and an ex-boyfriend exchanging CDs. Yeah.
I was telling her, I'm like, half of my CDs were like these blue ones that I know was my ex-boyfriend that every time we hang out before we were together,
he would make me these CDs. But wait, don't you think that is the most romantic thing ever?
Yes, it's like a mixtape.
You're giving me a mixtape and you're creating a playlist. I need guys right now to start creating. Please. This is an idea for you. Look, we're giving you ideas.
Yes, like, we're already telling you what we need and what we want.
Guys don't do that anymore.
I'm recording this for my boyfriend.
Okay, I will say this. Guys don't create mixtapes for their girlfriends anymore. And I feel like that was a thing that our generation grew up doing.
Do they think
like,
that...
where is my mixtape?
Where is my love? Where's my appreciation?
Just because we live in a digital age doesn't mean...
It should even be easier. Yeah. Like, create me a Spotify playlist.
There we go. Or like, mommy, your brown eyes are so mesmerizing. Like, you know, was Baby Bash that brown eyes song? Aunque sea por México in like a song, but you don't do that.
Yeah, I think dedicating songs and like that's so cute. What happened to that?
Yeah,
the kids of this generation will never know.
No, and I thought about that like a twerk and
But honestly, compile me a couple of TikTok videos.
Yeah,
that's a playlist.
Okay.
Figure it out, but put me a playlist together.
That'll do.
Save me, because on Instagram you can save a little folder.
Create me a folder.
There are so many different ways that this can happen. Like it's you know
they've gotten lazy with
They've gotten lazy. Oh my god, they really have.
I made like a collaborative playlist on Spotify with my boyfriend, and like I added like 20 songs. He has like 5. I'm like, give me more.
gonna add.
What? Like, five
songs?
No, I don't see it happening.
I don't feel like people dedicate songs anymore.
So my boyfriend recently dedicated me this song, and I promise it's gonna be my wedding song because it's the best song in the whole world. And it's Elton John's Your Song.
Oh.
Wait, but how did he dedicate it to? Did he say,
no, we were watching the Elton John movie and the song came on. And he's like, wow, this song just reminds me of you. And it's the only song I would want to play at our wedding. And then went to the keys.
That is so cute. And we were leaving
the final bar that we had gone to. Like, okay, let's go home. And they played the song. He just drove, he goes, look, they're playing this song before we did the bar.
That's meant to be.
So I went outside and, you know, we had our mask on. Take off my mask. Like, if we're in the notebook under rain, I'm like, take off my mask and kiss me. I'm like, yes.
That's so cute. What do you say has been your favorite travel destination?
Oh my gosh. There's been three. But I think as of recently, Bali was incredible. But it wasn't because of like Instagram.
No, it was like what you
100%. Because so I will clear it out here for everyone. How it looks like on Instagram. It's really not. It's a third world country.
Like rural. Yeah.
It is like poor. It's really poor. But I think that's why I love this so much, because it reminded me of where I'm from.
Yeah,
and it's like, I grew up like these kids, like these Balinese kids that were, you know, playing barefoot and soccer. They were like doing their thing. And I was like, wow, this is amazing. And like all the restaurants, all the little nooks are a little bit modernized, but outside of it, it's destroyed. So I kind of like that they've kept the original architecture of it, that it's, you know, it is a bit destroyed. But once you go inside of these restaurants, it's beautiful. And I really like that, you know, because you don't want to compete with a Balinese family who has a restaurant next to you and you can modernize it.
Yeah,
and then they don't. So I like that they've done that. And everyone was really cool. All the Balinese are really cool. They're very accepting. And it was great.
It's very cultural from the pictures
super,
that I saw.
Super cultural.
That everybody was like very into their culture, like their practices, the way that they eat. The
That was beautiful. I think the whole trip I cried.
I can imagine.
The whole trip I cried. We had I have to say this because we had an earthquake happen.
No way.
I just felt my first one recently. Oh my God.
Well, I'll tell you guys, just like picture, because it literally was just dramatic on my end. So not on theirs. So I went to this called the Monkey Sanctuary. The Monkey Sanctuary. And right next to it, there's a place where you cook your Balinese food.
Wow.
So we were like, oh my God, it was my birthday last year. Can't believe it's been a year. I could cry. And I was like, this is what I want to do. And then so the guy that was driving us, he's Balinese, and he was great. Like, he got married recently, sent those pictures. Keeping friends with him.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, like, he's like, I know of a place, we'll do this here. And we're there like waiting for the reservation to go in and start cooking with the two ladies that were going to help us. And all of a sudden I'm like, I'm feeling like a little wuzzy. Like, what's happening? And like the world was moving. And I'm like, at this point, I'm already panicking, like screaming, like, oh my God, there's an earthquake. And I'm literally like, in my head, I'm thinking, I'm never going to see my family.
Oh,
I'm gonna.
So you're halfway across the country.
That's the second one. Yeah, halfway across the country. Never going to see my family. Oh my God, I'm going to die here. My family has no way of knowing. Okay. And everyone around me, except me and my friend that went with me, they sat down and started praying. And I looked around and I was like, what the fuck is going on?
It's like our first instinct is to panic. And they're just like,
their first instinct was to calm down.
Wow, I can't relate.
And I was like, what's happening? And I asked him, and he goes, just sit down and just calm.
Take it in.
Because there's nothing else you could. That's such a good metaphor for life. It's like when there's nothing else you can do.
And that's what he told me, though. And that's literally what he said. And when I asked him, I was like, why are you not panicking? You know, like the earth is literally moving. He literally said, God's protecting the island. And then after that, I was just like, wow. After that, I was like, I want to go meditate. And like, I want to do that. And then he took me. We did this whole meditation thing. It was so real. I cried the entire time. I'm a big crier. So I was crying the whole time. And, you know, he took me to another one of those like sanctuaries. And I met like this, I don't know what they call them. Like, they're like meditate. I don't know what they call them. It's like a guru, but that's what they call them.
Monks?
Kind of like a monk. and it was shaman or it was really interesting. And you know, he told me you need to calm down. You're like, you know, don't take Miami. Yeah.
We stress out everything.
I'm from America.
Which then reminded me, you know, I feel like all of us here, like everyone, we're just so stressed out all the time.
Every day. Every time I travel, I try to take back a little bit of like the culture.
Every single time.
And the biggest like mind fuck was going to Copenhagen in Denmark. Which Denmark, it always wins as like happiest.
Wow.
Or it's always a Scandinavian country. Finland, they always win as like the happiest. Everyone's so chill.
Yes.
Everyone takes a bike every day everywhere. That's beautiful. There's like 20,000 bikes on the street. There's no cars. Wow. Everyone just bikes, and they have like a sidecar with their kids, and they are wearing helmets, and they go to school in the morning.
Wow.
Everybody's like relaxed. Nobody's on their phones. Everything's so chill. It's like, wow, like we live such a fast-paced life 100%. Here.
Yeah.
It's so hard to like fast. Calm down.
Yeah.
So next question is, who is your biggest inspiration?
Oh my God, my biggest inspiration. Honestly, I don't think I have a specific person on social media that's like inspiring. But I will say that like Latina community overall is really inspiring me right now. Like my biggest inspiration for this month of September was Gabby's launch with Target. I thought that was freaking amazing. Phenomenal.
Even us, just because just being from Hialeah and seeing
huge
like that.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I tell my mom, like,
look at what you can do.
I even tell my mom all the time because she has a lot of family that live in Alamar in Cuba.
Oh, that's amazing.
And like I got through BoxyCharm like Alamar stuff, and I'm like, mom, look, she went to Hialeah High, and like she
that's
has this
amazing.
Palette. It's so great to see.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. I had the birthday suit. I was like, oh look, birthday suit. It's his birthday suit.
I love it.
I feel like overall, it's amazing. And I think overall, just like Latinas, we're really making a dent in this country, which is kind of what I want, right?
So I feel like everyone's being really unapologetically
hell no. I think
like,
right now is the time to
cares.
Say
I love to see that, because honestly when I was younger, something that I used to do, because I grew up like in drama, acting was like my thing, and something I would always do was I would look at credits and look for Hispanic last names. I would always do that, and I would never see any Hispanic last names.
No,
like, I'm like, I don't see myself there. Like,
we don't. Yeah. I always thought it was really hard to make it anywhere.
You'd have like one diamond in the dust, and be like, wow. Or like, I just remember like Eva Longoria was amazing. Like, wow.
Yeah,
like,
Salma Hayek.
Salma Hayek.
But they were always casted
in like the lower roles.
And
like,
that
they were like
that
a minority.
Made me so mad. Yeah. That made me so mad when J-Lo was casted as a maid like
but
then she did that stripper movie
Hustler.
Yeah,
I was like okay. I can live with that.
I remember that. I think when I was like, wow, like a woman, like Latina women empowerment, was when Salma Hayek did From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah,
and she was like the super sexy like vampire killing everybody. Like, wow, they actually made like a Latina woman
loved it.
Like kill
loved
everybody
it.
In this freaking room. Like,
yes,
you go, girl.
I loved it.
Figure her hot stuff. Like,
I remember
everybody.
I went to see, I don't know if you saw Bala, that was by this girl from Jane the Virgin.
Oh, yes.
It was like this,
like
yeah, I think she's Mexican. And it was like one of those first movies where they were proudly saying I think all of the directors, producers, screenwriters, actors were all Hispanic.
That's
and
amazing.
Latin people. And
that's
it's like,
amazing.
Wow, like it's taken this long.
Yeah.
How would you describe, or what has it been like being a successful woman in business and dating?
How do you juggle?
How do you do the two? How do you make it work?
Honestly, it's really hard to date. And I've tweeted that the other day, because I was like, I think men, and I'm sorry if I don't want to offend anyone, but I think it's I think women are making more money than men.
Oh, of course. I wholeheartedly agree.
They're getting
with that
more creative.
I think we are approaching a time in like society that women are making more money than men, which is amazing, right? And I don't think men should feel like any less because maybe they're staying home. Like I think that's amazing. Or a woman that owns a business and your husband works for you. I think at the end of the day it's like a partnership thing.
Of course.
But I mean I'm just speaking for Miami, right? Or people that I've kind of dated. It's just a weird topic still to, you know, for be like, when that subject comes about, it's uncomfortable because
do you
it's
try to
like
stray away from that topic for the most part.
I think they get
well. To be honest, I like to bring it up right at the beginning, and I don't know. Maybe it's like a bad thing or something, but
no,
I always
no,
like
not at all.
I don't think like, you know, if we're gonna go any further and you're gonna be uncomfortable with that, then. You know,
I mean, I was actually just every time I do cardio at the gym, my thing is like, this is how I force myself to do cardio is I watch Sex and the City only when I'm there. And I've seen the series a million times, but I was watching the episode where Miranda, where she's a successful lawyer, starts dating Steve,
yeah.
which
oh,
is
and
a bartender.
Yeah, bartender
and like they have to go to an event and yeah. she's like, I'll buy you this expensive
yes,
suit. And he's like, no, I want to buy my suit. So he buys a suit. He splits in like, I don't know how many credit cards or whatever. And then the day comes where they're going to the event, he shows up at her door dressed normal. And she's like, what happened to your suit? And he's like, honestly, I had to return it. I can't afford it. And honestly, I think that you should find someone that is like on par with like your, you know, like
yeah,
with how much
like
money
you
make
are.
And everything.
Yeah.
And she's like, and she starts crying and she's like, so you're punishing me for being successful?
Yes.
And
yeah.
that line
yeah.
stuck to me. I'm like,
yeah.
that's so sad
yeah.
that guys feel like,
yeah.
like why, if girls can make less money than guys yeah. and it works, then why can't guys make less money
yeah.
now?
100%.
Deja de machismo porque ya no hay.
It's 2020.
Like,
and it's, oh my God, my favorite question's coming up now that the holidays are coming. It's, when are you getting married? That is the number one topic in my,
girl,
in my listen,
my
I.
My mom the other day told me my boyfriend, ¿y cuándo ustedes se van a casar?
Like, what when
no.
we want to.
Yeah. My response is whenever I find someone who is willing to accept me.
Me and everything
yeah.
that, yeah.
I bring and it's like, you know, I don't know. I think dating is really hard. I feel like it was so easy when we were younger. But
yeah.
I also feel like the jobs that I have is harder to meet people. Like,
are you connected to people that like you've met at networking events or done work with that you would feel they maybe wouldn't be intimidated by the kind of woman that you are? Or it just hasn't happened.
Yeah, I feel like it just depends, you know, because like, for example, like me and my like with the agency, it's a brand. So it's kind of weird. I'm not going to, you know, it's like my networking with the brand. It's not like I'm trying to date
yeah.
them or
yeah.
date their employees.
Yeah, of course.
And then with like my blog, it's more like, you know, I network with people, we go to events, but it's not, I mean, I'm there for work.
Yeah.
Unless somebody
like,
comes up to me and says, hey girl.
Like you're,
yeah.
You're
but I don't think that happens anymore.
Yeah.
you know? So it's like.
I mean, everybody's all about their business on when they go to
yeah.
the event. So like the
yeah.
days that everybody's worried
like before,
about.
Before my boyfriend now, I was single for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I was very into the music scene, nightlife,
yeah.
networking and all that. And it's like the guys you meet at the club, like
they're not.
Like I met my boyfriend at work, like at my job, at
yeah.
an agency. We had similar interests. We were working
yeah.
kind of doing the same thing. And that, like, maybe that's where you meet people.
Yeah.
Like Nelly
don't.
Met Miguel, like, so long ago.
Yeah,
like, it was, like,
I
different.
I met him so long ago. It's like,
life
okay,
is so
at that
different.
Point, like, my issues in life are, like,
girl,
okay, I'm going to go see this DJ.
That was
I'm
a decade
go
ago.
Yeah.
And, like, I can't even compare it to people. I would
yeah.
not know how to date right now.
No,
if I had
it's,
to go on a
it's,
date.
It's difficult. I mean, it's difficult. I mean, even with, like, you know, I do marketing and sales for like Oscar and like I think like that would it's easier now to meet people through there maybe because I'm working with like a lot of young men, but then the pandemic happened so it's
like
I'm home now
virtual now yeah
so I don't know I mean I'm not I wouldn't say like not looking but I'm just kind of like if it comes,
which is the best and that's
yeah.
how it works out
yeah.
Where do you wish to be career-wise in 10 years?
Wow, you guys really went in there.
like,
oh
we didn't even stop to think if we can answer
no,
this question.
No, we didn't. We're like, can we answer this? No, we're like,
oh my God.
I
want to
know, Dawson. I want to know this.
Oh my God. I don't even... To be really, really honest with you guys, I don't know. I don't know.
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
And this
that's
is like, for yeah. this is the first time that I... could say this because I feel like last year I'd be like, oh my God, yeah, I know what I want to do. Like, I know where I want to be. Like, if I can't sit here and lie and say, I want to have 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yeah.
I want the agency to have 20 signed for sure, you know, clients. But this year really shook me and was like, you know, I have learned to let go and go with the flow. I
That's
don't
such
know.
A good yeah. thing to do because it's
yeah
having like this is a question I feel like it's always asked. Like throughout your whole life,
yeah.
and you're always expected to have
yeah.
this answer, and it's like,
yeah.
what if you don't have an answer? What if
yeah.
we don't know? Especially now that everything's changing.
Yeah, I mean, if
day.
Somebody asks me now, who are you? I don't know who I am. I'm still figuring
even,
that out.
Even with like you know, some people say like, oh, if you're searching for a career path, look at someone who you want to be and like see their journey and how they got there. And it's like, I feel like a lot of us like now are creating our own paths. Like,
yeah.
Our job didn't exist back in the day.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I will say the only thing I still want to do, I just want to be happy. And I know that sounds kind of.
No, but.
You know, but I think that that's
the goal.
Yeah. I just want to be happy doing what I love. And I think the only thing that maybe in 10 years is like, kind of, how do I say this? Like, at least I want to inspire one person. Yeah. Even with the content I'm creating now, I'm like, I look at it before posting. I'm like, am I going to impact? Am I not? If I'm not going to impact, do I want to post? That's why I feel like sometimes I'm not as consistent. Because I'm like, this is not impactful. This is just me posting garbage. Then.
Yeah, no, I completely understand.
Like, right now, like we've been silent for days. And like, do I want to post this?
Do we want to just be another post in a sea of posts?
Yeah.
Or do
we
want to stand out?
So, we decided to play a little game with you.
Exciting.
Yes, very, very exciting. Do you want to give a little detail on what the game is?
We went deep into your Instagram account and we picked out a few photos that we
Oh my God, I'm so nervous. I am so nervous.
Like, we want you to just tell us the story behind
each photo.
Oh.
So, do you want to go from most current to old or from old?
You know what? I'm going to let you guys decide.
Okay, so let's go from most current because let me tell you the years. The years that we selected was 2020.
Okay.
2018. Ooh. 2016 and 2012.
Okay. That's old. That's when I started it. Oh my God, I'm nervous.
So yeah. So let's go from 2020. So can you give us the backstory behind that picture?
Oh, okay. So it's me in New York City in a window. That was actually the first time that I was in New York with a sponsored hotel. Yeah, so that was pretty cool. I put it back this year because I was missing so little backstory on that one. I visit New York every single year, and it's just kind of like since I left New York after college, I made a promise that I'll always go back to New York once a year. I have to somehow make it happen this year.
At least for a day,
for a day, I'm gonna go and come back. So yeah, that was just a little throwback of that moment because I miss it. Missing New York City.
Awesome.
2020.
This one.
Oh, okay. That's me in Banff, Canada.
That image is amazing.
Yeah, like that's I think one of my favorite images.
I do have that on Pinterest. That was one of my favorite images. That's a fun pick. Actually, so that trip I went with one of my bestest friends, named Genesis, and we travel everywhere together. We've gone to I think now like 15 cities together.
Yeah,
we traveled to all the places together, and this is the first time that this year is the first time that we haven't gone anywhere together. So that was a really fun trip. Like, we flew to...
What does Banff stand for? Let our followers know.
I actually don't know what Banff stands for. It's like a city called Banff. B-A-N-F-F.
Yeah. Look it up. It's in Canada.
And it's in Calgary, and it's the vibes there are really cool. But I will tell you that when we tried renting the canoe, then we got like rained on, and we were stuck in that big lake. And I was like, okay, let's just take pictures and enjoy the rain in this canoe. And
you would have never thought from that picture that you guys got caught in rain. Like
we got caught in
the perfect day.
Like, you guys canoe. Like the Notebook.
At the end of the day, we also got like snowed. But it was fun. Oh my God. Any like single girl that's going to like a heartbreak should go to Banff, Canada because it's relaxing and just come back energized.
Girl, you know, all our single ladies. This is our next one.
Oh, okay. So that's me, Nicaragua.
Cute. You look so young.
Oh my God. I look so young. Oh my God. Go to the gym tomorrow. That's in me, Nicaragua, and that's in this place called Masaya. It's like a little city, and everything that's made there, it's handmade. So like one of my ultimate goals in life will probably be to like have a brand that everything's like handmade.
Okay, last picture.
Oof, nervous.
So, little backstory, this is the first selfie you ever posted on Instagram.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so
I'm ready.
I love it.
I'm going to be super candid on this. Oh my God. I was living with my ex-boyfriend at that time. Yeah. And I think we had just woken up, to be honest. And I was just feeling, you know, like hot.
I like it.
I was feeling sexy. So I was like, ooh, I kind of like this. And I just posted it. Yeah.
This is, I think, one of the most like organic pictures that like you see from people when you scroll all the way to the bottom. And they're like, oh my God, like your content is beautiful, but this is so beautiful too.
Like,
I love that you kept it too. Like, you
I'm going to keep all my pictures because I feel like it's who I am. Like,
it's like a story that you're telling. It's like if you take it out.
So many people like delete where they keep
oh my 30 God.
Posts on their page, and I'm like, you will never let followers see like, where you came from. Like,
you're omitting like a part of your story.
I've kept pictures of my ex in there too. Like, it's moments that were really iconic in my life, so why would I
it's like you kind of erase
that. Erasing the picture does not erase the memory.
It's still there. We would love for you to like promote yourself however you want to, like let everyone know where they can follow you, get your services,
okay,
what you have coming up that you would like to promote and let everybody know.
Yeah, okay, wow. This is a shameless plug.
Yeah. That's what we should call this portion.
Shameless plug. Well, you can find me at Chasing Carpe Diem, and then you can find my agency if you're a brand and you are looking for like social strategy campaign and unique content for your brands. You can find us at 1110 Agency. I will definitely share that 1110, the actual name, it's a number that's following my entire life. So quick backstory, because I think no one knows this. So 1110 was my first anniversary of my first boyfriend. And then when I got with my ex, his house number was 1110. I freaked out. I was like, this is not normal. And when I moved in to my first apartment by myself, my apartment number was 1110.
Wow. I did not even know all that. Like, I saw your post when you said about like 1110 and like your apartment in Tampa. And I finally like, but I did not know the rest.
Yeah. So it's always been a number that anytime I need transformation,
it's important in your life happens.
Wow. Yeah. And when I moved to Miami, by the way, I live in floor 11, so I thought that was crazy. That was I live in front of apartment 1110, which
I look at it
every morning. I'm like, this is so weird, like weird.
That's crazy.
I don't think anyone knew that, but that's why I named the agency 1110. Yeah.
The backstory behind the name. That's cute though, like that you thought about that. Yo como loca, I probably wouldn't have even noticed that it was the same number. I mean, it's like, what number type of...
Things coming up, I have I'm planning a Pinterest workshop. I feel like a lot of people will definitely benefit from it. It's really hard to just put your money in your bucket into Instagram. And as of recently, I started now monetizing Pinterest too. So I'm also making monetized money from
Pinterest. That would be great because I feel like a lot of people don't know how to monetize.
They don't.
We just started.
Yeah, like we don't know how to monetize Pinterest. We're getting there.
So I'm going to be doing a workshop soon. And I think it's going to be really good for a lot of people. Like you're going to learn how to, it's a free marketing platform. So, you know, not everyone has like money and thousands of dollars to pay a marketing director. So I think having Pinterest and learning how to do it on your own is going to be very beneficial.
Yeah, we would love to.
Yeah. So come to the Instagram, Chasing Carpe Diem. That's where it will be at. That's where I'll announce in a couple months.
Awesome. And she does workshops often. So it's like make sure you follow her for all work. I know you have, you start with your Frida workshop and then
Feel Free Be Yourself is coming 2021. That was the last thing that we did at the agency, after the weekend after that we were all quarantined.
Yeah, and you were booked, like you were completely like,
it was sold out. It was 100 men and women in there doing yoga.
We were out of town or something, that's why we couldn't make it, but you were sold out.
It was honestly, I'm going to continue doing it. Like, I want to make it bigger. I would love to make it into a nonprofit to help Latina women.
I would love that. I think that would be phenomenal. And I think everybody would actually like pitch in and want to put their support.
To donate any services
That's like the goal, because I feel like a lot of women maybe don't want to go into college, and if they could put like $1,000 into a startup company,
I wish
somebody would have done that for me in high school, you know? Like,
I mean, I love nails. I was telling Juliet as like a side gig I've been thinking recently of, like,
and then
nail tech, and it's not what I want to do. What I like, my passion is TV and it's being in front of a camera. but I love this, so why can't I mix the two?
Agree.
Why can't I make one work off the other?
Yeah.
So,
and I don't think that like only it should only single out like what I want to do is I don't want to single out just like, you know, girls out of high school. Like I would love for this to be a broad thing where like if you're 45 and you're a Latina woman with three moms and you know you had to raise your kids, but now they're off to college and now you want to start your business, like why should you not get given the opportunity?
Of course, I agree.
So that's kind of where I think feel free to be yourself. Feel free. Because we had to remove the Frida, you know.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Copyright.
Yeah. So we had to remove that. But I think that's kind of where we want to go. And I have a really cool partner for that. She's worked with me all the time, Stephanie. So she's great. And we'll see what happens.
We'll post it for you guys.
You guys are definitely invited. You have to come.
Thank you.
We appreciate Jocelyn being here today. We appreciate you guys for turning
in.
It's been so inspiring.
So much fun.
This was so much fun. I needed this.
It was like a girl's talk.
I loved it.
We do have a super important announcement.
We have a special giveaway because we appreciate you guys so much. And so does Jocelyn. So explain to them the giveaway.
So because you've listened to this amazing podcast episode and it was so much fun being like all of us chatting with you guys, one lucky winner is going to win 5 gifs. So you'll be able to create your own gifs for your brand. So that'll be really amazing. Yeah.
So we'll have all our giveaway like information on our social media. Stay tuned for that.
Yeah, make sure that you look at the directions. We're going to be posting it very, very soon. So stay tuned. You guys want these chips, especially from 11:10. They're going to be phenomenal. So
other than that, we have, since it's our birthday.
Today is Jocelyn's birthday
and tomorrow's mine. We had Jocelyn create an amazing playlist on Spotify.
It's so good.
A Libra themed playlist. We'll link it below in the show notes so you guys can listen.
Listen to it in the car, at home, or you're showering.
Everywhere. Make sure you guys subscribe also to Jocelyn's channel as well as to herself.
She has a YouTube channel too with great content.
So if you guys are all about traveling and, you know, influencing and just blogging overall, lifestyle, anything lifestyle.
Yes.
Make sure you follow her. So follow our channel, subscribe, so you guys don't miss any new releases that are coming out. And now we celebrate.
Yay! Oh my God, we're getting wiser.
Happy birthday to our two amazing Libras that we have.
Oh my gosh.
This is a Gemini filled with Libra energy. Okay, I'm sucking this in. I am enjoying this.
Oh my God, I have to record. This is too good.
We are enjoying this energy.
Okay, I feel awkward when I sing, but like, let's just...
Whatever. Yo canto. First. 1, 2, 3. Happy birthday to you. Hey! Happy birthday to you. Hey! Happy birthday, Jocelyn and Julia. Happy birthday. I'm going to boomerang on 1, 2, 3.
Super cute, guys, thank you so much for watching. We had so much fun with everyone. We're so excited. Thank you guys for coming. This was so phenomenal. This is how I wanted to start my birthday. The best way possible.
Bye. It's midnight in Miami.